That's the sensational Alex Harvey Band and the Boston Tea Party from the 1970s. So welcome to Maria from Age UK Isle of Wight.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're very welcome to join us. Just come a little bit nearer the microphone for me. Thank you very much, and I'll capture your voice. Right, so you're here today. We're going to talk about Age UK Isle of Wight. So first things first, not a national charity, Age UK Isle of Wight.
No, not at all. It's a local charity with the national name.
Yeah, so obviously there's the bigger name that works across the country, but Isle of Wight, local branch, everything you do for the island, on the island. So let's be clear about that.
Absolutely.
Tell us how the charity is at the moment. You've been around now how many years?
So we're in our 52nd year. So we celebrated 2 years ago our 50th anniversary. We're reaching about 5,000 people a year.
That's a lot.
So
yeah.
We've recently moved. So we're now located right in the heart of the community in St Thomas Square in Newport, which has been absolutely amazing. So the footfall through, you know, past the office, yeah, it's really our client group, so we're really in the heart of the community.
Nice and close to the bus station as well for people if they're not driving.
Absolutely, yes.
Excellent. So 50 plus years, how are times changing for charities today?
So we support anybody over the age of 50. So, you know, our demographic is people are living longer, living longer with lifelong illnesses, so they need more support. It's really challenging for charities trying to raise our own funds. So being a local independent charity, all the money that we raise needs to, you know, it goes towards the island to support older islanders to be able to live independently and stay living at home and accessing their community. But it's challenging, like any yeah, charity to receive money, really.
Yeah, and I mean, times are hard for people, everyone's watching the pennies, so actually charity giving, I'm sure, is something that has been, maybe people want to, but if they haven't got the spare cash. But you've got on the island, how needed Age UK is, because is it over 50% are aged over 50 on the island?
Yes, so the population of the island, over 50% is over the age of 50.
Yeah.
So people living longer into their hundreds,
yeah,
you know, that need our support. There's lots of charities. We're all supporting, you know, our island community. So, yeah, you know, any help the community can give us to be here for the next 50 years is really beneficial and grateful.
And I think I was reading, it's what's really changed in the last generation is that people are living longer. As you say, the average age used to be sort of mid-70s. We're now expecting people to live till mid-80s and beyond. But actually, they're not necessarily living healthily, are they, for those last 10 years? So you've got a lot of people out there, haven't you, with multiple health conditions and maybe living on their own as well, which, you know, I know often people have moved to the island to retire, but then maybe one partner passes away and you've got somebody who's then quite isolated.
Absolutely.
And needs their local community's input, don't they?
Absolutely. So a lot of our clients do live on their own, are isolated, have moved or retired to the island, and then they find, you know, that their family and their friends, their network around them passes away, moves on, goes into nursing care, you know, so they do find themselves isolated. It's really hard for people to reach out and to know who to reach out to.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've started some Chatty Brews, which is run by our volunteering service, and it was really developed to think about how can we organise a venue for people to be able to come. So they're not necessarily our clients. We open it up to anybody, but a volunteer will take somebody along, and it's a connection, so they can meet other people over a cup of tea. And what's happened is they started with about three or four people connecting monthly. The last one we had was at God's Hill, the old smithy. We had over 40 people come.
Fabulous.
And actually they're exchanging phone numbers and they're actually connecting with each other outside of that venue.
Yeah.
So the community's supporting the community.
Because at any age, going to a new event on your own is scary, isn't it?
Well, absolutely.
You know, whether you're a new mum with a toddler, an older person, that walking through a door, not knowing what to expect. So the fact that somebody, a volunteer, and I guess they can offer maybe some transport if needed.
Volunteers do take their clients. I say it is open to anybody on the island. So you might have a family member that will take somebody, they'll see, you know, their parent that doesn't have anybody to connect to. They might take them along, they might suggest it. It's heartening to see, you know, just how the difference and the impact it's having on people, and seeing more people actually attend. So really proud of those. Yeah. And they are taking part every month on the island in different venues.
And I guess it's a great way for people to understand what Age UK can offer them. So, I mean, I know the information and advice that the service can offer about all sorts of things. I mean, the website links are amazing, really easy to read, plain English guides to all the benefits people might be able to get. Help if you've got to choose care, things that, you know, maybe you're worried about your memory and dementia. Really good guides, and obviously people at Age UK that they could speak to about those topics and many, many more.
Absolutely. So we can be found out in the community at different sort of hubs and venues, and any of our staff and volunteers can give some basic advice, you know, and signpost on for some further advice. We're getting a lot of people with the government sort of, you know, stopping the winter fuel payments and the, you know, impact of being taxed on your pension, and that is lots of people reaching out to us, you know, for some support to see if they can access pension credits, attendance allowance and things like that. So, you know, we can support people when they do reach out to us.
Yeah. And I think it's services. So important, isn't it? Because there's still often people thinking, well, I shouldn't apply for these benefits. I've got some money. You know, there's people out there need it more than me. I think we've got to change that mindset, haven't we, that actually if you're entitled to something, it's part of your pension. You know, if you get pension credit, it's because it's part of your pension.
Absolutely.
Not something that you're getting. You're not getting charity as such. You're getting something that, you know, you've worked hard for, you've paid into the NI, and now this is something you can have.
Absolutely. I think what happens is people just don't know what they, you know, they contact us not knowing what's available and what they can access.
Yeah.
So that's that first port of call when they actually do pick up the phone and come through to our information and signposting service.
And I know a lot of your clients often come to you because something's happened, you know, they've ended up in hospital or they've become unwell and need just a little bit of extra support. So what other support can Age UK offer them?
Okay, so if you find yourself in hospital, we do have a team that work up at St Mary's in the integrated bed discharge team, and they can be, they'll come and see you on the ward and just help you to make sure that when you're discharged home, you get the proper support. It could be that they're just supporting you to get home. Could be that they're actually getting a little bit of shopping for you, pint of milk to settle you back in at home, and then they'll keep in touch with you for a few days afterwards to make sure that you're actually settling in at home, and nothing that's worrying you, you know, and actually stopping you being admitted back into St Mary's. So that is one of the services that we offer. We do have a crisis navigator that works up at St Mary's, so they work as part of the crisis team, and that's about supporting people in the community not to be admitted into hospital. So that's about keeping you at home, especially if you're living with a long-term condition and you may just need a little bit of support.
It's the kind of the gap, isn't it, between the medical care, the social care, the practical help that you know, maybe family and friends would have done, but if you haven't got
them. And sometimes it may be just, you know, feeding your cat when you're in hospital, because so many people worry about that. You know, you've gone in via A&E not expecting to be admitted, and then thinking, you know, it's like, who's going to look after the cat? You know, they've got no, you know, they're in their pyjamas. You know, they
and
may
if that
need something.
Stay ends up being extended, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, is the food in the fridge going off? You know, are all the doors locked? All that kind of
Absolutely.
Thing. Because, like you say, when things happen, they happen fast and not planned for.
And the team at the hospital actually link with our central team in the office. So they can, you know, if you're a client of. So we have a Just About You service, which is an old-fashioned home help service. If you have a support worker that looks after you and then you find yourself being admitted to St Mary's, we hand over to the team at St Mary's. So you'll have your hospital navigator come and check on you. They will feed back to that team in J. So when you're then discharged, we can have a seamless handover. So, you know, you're being that holistic support there.
And I know also you have a presence at Parklands, don't you, in Cowes on a Friday, because I'm there on a Friday and I bump into the staff.
So we have an older person's mental health navigation service that work as part of the dementia pathway. So we have a member of staff that works in the memory service, supporting memory staff, and we have three navigators across three different localities. But on a Friday, every Friday from 11 to 1, they will be at Parklands just on hand to speak to anybody that goes in and
so you
might
can
need
just
some support.
Drop in. You don't have to be a user of Parklands. It's in the cafe, open to all. The cake and coffee is fantastic, so I recommend it on that alone. You've got to love the cake. And just come in and ask questions. So if you've got any concerns, and again, that could be for a family member. So, you
Absolutely.
Know, if your mum or dad is showing some signs of memory loss and you're not quite sure what to do, come in and have a chat. And it also, it's that practical help, isn't it? So again, you know, you let the medical people do what they need to do, but that practical help of, you know, is there any help I can get them, what can I do, you know, to make them life easier for them.
We look at those holistic needs, you know, the things that social needs that keeps somebody at home and independent. So after Parklands, they're very busy, they then head off to the hospice and they're part of the carers cafe up there for 2 hours, so they can be found every Friday.
More tea and cake.
More tea and cake. That's why I know that they go now. There's obviously cake on offer.
Excellent.
And if you don't mind me asking, obviously just taking a bit of a rewind where you were talking about the hospital, and obviously you've got the team there that can help give advice to anybody that's currently in hospital.
Yes.
Obviously, I know we're on Hospedia and things like that as well.
Yeah.
So who... I'm there lying in bed, and I need to get some advice, and it comes into my mind, is there anything I could do there and then? Is it the best person to speak to? Bring up with a nurse?
Speak to one of the nurses or the ward clerk, and they will put a referral through. So they have, at the hospital, there is a daily hub.
Yeah.
Where a huddle. So my team will go to that, and they will either... They'll talk about patients that are in hospital on different wards, and then they will refer on to the team, and then they go and speak to...
That's brilliant.
They also, in an afternoon, will go around the wards and look for people that don't have any patients that don't have visitors. So they will go and talk to them.
That's brilliant.
You can find the staff in pink. They're in bright pink tabards. So they're usually called ladies in pink because they are all female.
The pink ladies.
But they're more than happy to, you know, to go and speak to anybody. Could be that they're actually going to get the newspaper for somebody because there's not anybody else to go and do that.
That's brilliant. Yeah, I just thought if you could explain if someone who's actually sat in that position right now, listening in fact... They know what they could do.
Taking us full circle, I would say that everyone listening probably knows somebody in their community, their neighbours, family, friends, who would benefit from Age UK support.
Absolutely.
That's the island. We've got one of the oldest demographics in the country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and over 50, let's face it, 50 isn't old.
50
in
isn't
this day
old.
And age.
No.
We speak from experience.
Yeah.
So, if people are listening and thinking, do you know what? Yeah, I could support Age UK. Are you looking for volunteers at the moment, for example?
We are looking for volunteers. So we're always looking for volunteers. They're the heart of what we do, the backbone of our services. And there's a range of different options that they can volunteer to support us with. So it could be telephone befriending. It could be face-to-face befriending. You could fundraise for us. You could support us in the office.
So whatever you're comfortable with. And I mean, the telephone befriending, you can do that in your own home. So if you're somebody who isn't necessarily very mobile, as long as you can pick up a phone and talk.
Absolutely.
And I know, I mean, I saw it firsthand when I was there, how important that is, not just to the person receiving the call, but to the volunteers doing it.
You're making a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're making a difference. The outcome for that one person, if they're sat at home and don't speak to anybody, is life-changing, really.
They so look forward to that call, don't they? And obviously, fundraising. So have you got any, other than just handing you money, any events coming up or places people can come and support you?
So we haven't got any events. We do have a campaign at the moment, the Big Knit campaign. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anybody's seen the Innocent Smoothie.
That was featured on the news last week.
It was, yes. So we've got some very dedicated knitters that have been knitting the little hats that go on the smoothie bottles. For every one that we sent off, we will get 30p for. We've got a target of 12,500.
I heard that number and I thought, is that right?
It is.
That's
right.
That's a lot of hats.
Yeah.
Yes.
And people making that themselves?
They are.
Yeah.
Wow. And I got the knitting needles and the ball of wool last week, yeah. And I thought, I'm going to try to knit one. And I had to YouTube how to cast on, yeah. So my efforts aren't very good. So
there are some very creative people. And I always used to, once we'd had them on the Innocent Bottle, my girls had them on their Barbies. They're great Barbie hats.
Recycling. Yeah. It's a green
Well, you can
world.
Put them on top of a drinks bottle, yeah. As well. But if there's
or on
anybody...
your egg, it could keep your egg warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of things you can do.
Lots of uses, yeah. Lots of uses. But if there's anybody that wants to get involved and knit a hat, yeah. For us, you know, we've got some support of some of the knitting groups on the island, which
so
is really appreciated.
If you can volunteer some time, as much or as little as possible,
yeah.
If you could put on an event, a coffee morning or something,
morning.
And collect some pennies,
mm-hmm.
If you could do some fundraising in any other way or just donate
quiz,
some money,
something
quiz,
like that.
Pub quizzes,
yeah.
How do people get in touch with you?
They either can go onto our website and you'll get all the contact details, or we're in the heart of St Thomas Square, so come and bang on the door.
Okay.
We're next to the Wheatsheaf. Or you can phone our main phone number, which is 525282.
Okay, and the website, aguki.org.uk?
Yes, it is. Well remembered.
Yeah. I think that's stuck back in my brain somewhere.
I was going to say, how did you know that?
Because I worked there for 10 years. I've said that more than once. There are some things that will be with me till my dying day, I think.
Yeah.
So, brilliant.
And if anybody has any ideas of, you know, how we can fundraise, yeah. How we can generate more income, yeah. And that, please do
so,
get in
you
touch
know,
with
all
us.
All the big fundraising events, if you're a parachute jump or abseiling or something and you'd like to donate your money to Age UK, why not?
We'd be thankful.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be great. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. We wish you well in your new home. I've got to pop in. I've not seen it yet.
No, come for coffee.
Yeah, and cake.
Well, I'm sure I can find some cake.
Where's my invite for this cake?
Everyone come for cake.
We'll come for cake. Yeah. So, so if you can donate to Age UK, and as I say, equally, if you know anybody in the community who needs their services, that phone number again?
525282.
And I would absolutely attest to her. They are a great team of people who will always do and go above and beyond to find something that will help. So thank you.
Right. Thank you.
We need some more music now. We've got the Everly Brothers with Walk Right Back, and we'll be back with you after that.